The Bird Show.
So this adopted dog I have, Franny, English Bulldog, has been making so much great progress, at least socially in our house. I got her through a listener. She came to me from a farm in Iowa, and she just hasn't been around a lot of people. And each and every week, maybe each and every month, she's just warming up to people. She's following me around the house now. She's trusts me finally after a year. I'm getting her to do dog tricks. She's walking up a ramp now, right? So this weekend is our biggest challenge because I am taking her to the Burt's Big Adventure. A conference this weekend where we all spend 48 hours with each other, and she has never been around this many people in her life.
What Christmas party?
Not as many as that's going to be there this weekend.
Yeah, okay.
And that was also sort of a home game for her as well.
Oh, it was because she was in the comforts of her own home. You're right.
Right. So we'll see what happens. I mean, she's the sweetest thing ever. She's just skittish. It's not like she gets scared and she snaps at people. She just kind of gets so nervous she doesn't know what to do with herself. So with so many people that are obviously going to be there, that are going to want to pet her, going to be really interesting to see how much trazodone I can give her.
Can we please not have a repeat of what happened with Tyra?
Oh, God. Well, Tyra was the dumbest bulldog, and that's saying a lot for bulldogs.
Okay, good.
So I brought this bulldog to one of these a couple of years ago, and when we got there, she immediately went down to the lake, which is great. All right.
Because she's checking it all out.
I went down there. Yes. I was going to go hang out with everybody. So she comes down there also. She goes right on the dock and she jumps in the water, realizing she doesn't know how to swim.
No. I remember that. Uh-huh.
So it was Amanda that saved her life.
Yeah.
Wow. We were at the top at the observation deck and she's down low at the boat dock and you hear this splash and Bert's just like, damn it. And Amanda's the one that runs down the steps. And I mean, this dog is struggling. I mean, and she goes down. And she comes back up. Oh, and then she goes down and she comes back up. And I'm like, this dog is going to. And Amanda straddles something, an apparatus, reaches in, grabs the collar and literally pulls her to safety. It was insane.
Wow.
And then you tested positive for COVID and had to leave.
Right. I was there for
the same year.
I was there for 45 minutes. Yeah. And then I had to leave with a wet dog.
that was wild.
So I'm sure the experience with Franny will be better. She's terrified of water.
It better be.
Okay. Annie here knows that she is stepping into psycho this weekend in the most traditional of ways. When you don the disguise,
yes.
You rounds up some friends and you spy on either your current or your ex. Hey, Annie, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good. All right. So for us, stepping into psycho is you are doing something that goes against who you usually are, but you've been pushed and you've been pushed. So you are stepping into psycho this weekend. What are you doing?
Well, okay. First off, I just want to tell you guys I'm a huge fan.
Thank you.
I'm a loyal podcast listener here in Fort Wayne. So
thank you. Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Sorry they kicked us off the airwaves there, but we appreciate your dedication listening on the podcast.
Well, you guys have so much fun, so I love listening. So let's see, my step into psycho. Well, I figured that I would have you guys either talk me out of what I'm about to do.
Never.
Or at least go on the ride with me. So my best friend and I are actually, I got it, got her settled into it too. We're going to go undercover and, we're driving about an hour away to a warrant concert to catch my boyfriend cheating on me.
Yes.
Yes,
she said warrant.
The plan.
And I just want to let Annie know, because we got your email, which is why we reached out to you and we're doing this. So, of course, we had to have this ready to go because you are going to a warrant concert tomorrow night.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet cherry pie.
Number one on the Billboard stripping chart.
I didn't know that was a band name, and I was like, are we going to after prisoners?
I thought the same thing, Abby.
That's why I'm like, yeah, like the youngins aren't going to really know this. That's why we got to have warrant ready to go.
I think actually Pour Some Sugar on Me would be number one. Cherry pie's got to be up at the top.
It's up there.
Okay. All right. So you're going, and I know you don't want to sound like you're bragging, but you're going to the Warren concert this weekend. All right. Take it from there.
Yeah. I'll tell you. I had to look it up, too. My boyfriend doesn't even listen to Warrant. I've never heard him listen to it. So, yeah, it's all of it smells. So he told me he was going to go actually to Indianapolis for a guy's trip and help his buddy move. So that was the original plan. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. Something about it was just he made a big show of it. And, he I don't know. He just, everything about it smelled really bad. He, you know, he was claiming he wouldn't have time to call me and then he was going to be exhausted. So I don't know. At first it sounded believable enough, but something about it just was off. So I actually, I did a little snooping. Don't judge me. I, it's not my typical thing that I do, but I did look in through his emails and, yeah, I found a confirmation number email for 2 tickets to the Warrant concert. It's about an hour away, so it's not too far out. So I don't know, unless his buddy, you know, are secretly jamming the Warrant, I have no idea because I've never heard him listen to it.
Wait, Andy, did you say Warrant again?
Yeah.
If there are members of that band that are still alive, they're getting a royalty check today going, oh my God, who played it?
Seriously. I feel like I caught him in a big fat lie. Really.
Yeah, you did.
I'm thinking
So anyway, so my friend and I, we decided we're actually, you know, we found the ticket confirmation. So I found it exactly where he's sitting. I know, sounds a little psycho. So naturally, I did like what any, you know, slightly unhinged woman would do. I bought tickets slightly behind him.
Oh, wow. So, you're doubled down.
Yeah. Right.
I know. So, yeah, we'll be like directly in the sight line to be able to see him. So I don't have any idea who he's bringing. You know, at all. I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah, well, you just saw the ticket confirmation for, I'm assuming, what is 2 tickets to the Warrant concert.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
The only thing we know about her is she's in her 60s. And she used to rock hard back in the day.
She used to listen to Big Hair Wednesdays on WEBN.
She's listening to Rat on the way. Yeah, man.
What are the disguises?
Oh, we're just essentially we're going to dress like more in a rock clothes. And we're going to put on studded like leather jackets and just we're just going to go hard. But it's so off from what I normally wear that I don't think he'll have any clue that it's big old glasses. Yeah, we have it all planned out.
Oh, you got to get a wig too. One of those colored bobs that people wear out in like New Orleans. Oh, no, like one of those spiky mullets. That might draw too much attention to you. Right. You don't want to draw too much attention to yourself.
Not in that crowd.
So is there any past history of infidelity? I mean, all of this does certainly doesn't smell right. But is there any past history where you're like, I don't quite trust him?
I mean, not anything that's been, and not anything bad, but he does go see this buddy often. And now with this situation, it makes me start to question other times that he's gone out to help his buddy with something. So I don't know. I mean, it just doesn't smell right to me.
Yeah,
I don't know, but am I being a psycho? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there are other better mature ways to handle this.
Like, hey, I found this email. What does it mean?
What's the fun in that?
But I mean, are you a little bit psycho? Yes, but we all are a little bit psycho underneath our, you know, what we pretend to be semi-normal. Do I blame you for doing this? Absolutely not. If I was your bestie, would I roll to the Warrant concert with you? Faux show.
All right, let's check back with you on Monday and find out exactly what you found, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, bye-bye. All right, let me throw in a couple other bands at you.
Okay.
And you say better or worse than Warrant. Abby, you could probably back out of this
okay.
one. Well, I'm not sure you're going to know too many of these.
I feel like I might have to back out, too.
All right, so if I told you I was... Would you pick Warrant over Guns N' Roses?
Guns N' Roses.
For sure.
So here's the thing. I saw Guns N' Roses recently at Music Midtown, right?
Yeah.
And let's just say... They've aged.
Yeah.
Yes.
At some point or another, yeah.
That's what happens. Axel did really good on some parts and was struggling on others, but will I say I'm glad I went and saw them 1,000%. I actually saw him with Tommy and his wife Renee.
Is that right?
Yes, we had a good time.
Tommy's who we should have in here. How about if I told you, look, they're both on the same night. Do you want to go to Warrant or do you want to go to Rhett?
I'm going to Warrant. Because I can't name any Rat songs off the top of my head, but Warrant to see them perform Cherry Pie, that would be a highlight.
How about Quiet Riot?
I'm still going Warrant.
Okay. Van Halen.
Oh, was it Van Halen or Van Hagar?
We're going with David Lee Roth.
I'm going Van Halen.
For sure. How about Sammy Hagar?
Well, I did. I saw Van Hagar and they were all right. Warrant. I would still be Van Hagar.
Okay. Warrant or Motley Crue?
Oh, Motley Crue. Absolutely. That beats Warrant all day, every day.
Look at everybody else in the studio. It's like, who are these?
Yeah, they're talking French to me.
How about this? Poison or Whitesnake?
reason.
Dude,
I smoked a joint with Bret Michaels in his tour bus.
Whoa. Okay, let's back up for this story. let's back up for this, Jim. Here we go.
Beep, beep. Yeah, so Poison was playing at the amphitheater in Cincinnati. I was working for WEBN, the Heritage Rock Station, and we got to interview him beforehand. I was just in promotions and got to come along for the ride. So I was wearing like this WEBN t-shirt that I had cut and used safety pins and like made it really rockish. He signed it. I still have it. And on his tour bus, we all sat there and passed a joint. Yeah, he was so nice. Like, he was so freaking nice.
What band was Tommy Lee in again? That was Motley Crue.
That was
right?
Motley Crue.
I hung out with him for a night in VIP, and it's everything that you think it would be.
I can't imagine.
Whoa. Whoa. It was like being in a Motley Crue video. It was insane.
Is it bad that I was more excited to meet Bret Michaels because of Rock of Love on VH1 and not so much Poison?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah, it's The Bert Show.
The Bert Show.